Chinese President Xi Jinping just spent six fanfare-filled days trying to forge closer ties with a wary Europe. Xi started in Italy, which has become the latest and largest EU country to sign on to Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative, a plan to link Asia with Africa and Europe in land, rail, and sea routes. The EU and the US aren't big fans of the project or of Italy joining, while Europe feels the playing field is uneven. At the European Parliament plenary session in Strasbourg this week, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the EU is demanding better trade conditions. Of particular annoyance is China's rule that foreign companies in joint ventures with Chinese partners must transfer their technology, but that's just one of many complaints. Juncker says EU leaders have been very clear when meeting President Xi on his European tour.
We want everybody in China and Europe to understand that we are partners, strategic partners indeed, that we're also competitors and rivals. That immediately means the right for European companies to compete in fair conditions in China, just as Chinese companies can freely compete in Europe and come to Europe. We respect China, and we would like China to respect us.
Teresa Fallon, the director of the Brussels-based Center for Russia-Europe-Asia Studies, says the EU classifying China as a rival is nothing less than a seismic shift in Europe's attitude.
Traditionally, when they were kind of upset with the United States, in order to flag their discontent, they would kind of hedge towards China. And that way, they kind of signaled to the U.S. that they weren't happy with, for example, the Iraq War. So this kind of traditional embrace of China when they are unhappy with the U.S. is something they'll have to abandon, because now they actually are seeing China in a similar way as the U.S. does.
So the EU sees China similarly to the way the U.S. does, but not exactly the same. And nowhere is that more evident than in the field of fifth-generation or 5G super-fast mobile phone networks. The Chinese telecoms company Huawei leads the world in this market. Washington wants the EU to boycott Huawei as a provider, saying the Chinese government could use the networks for espionage. There's good reason for that concern, acknowledges Andras Ansip, the Commission's vice president in charge of the digital single market. China has special laws, he explains.
2017, they launched a new intelligence act. And according to this act, all the producers, it doesn't matter, are we talking about software producers or hardware producers, have to collaborate with their secret services. Do we have to be worried about this or not? I think we have to be worried about this.
But this week, Brussels sidestepped U.S. pressure to ban Huawei by announcing member states must prepare both risk assessments for 5G networks and plans to mitigate those risks by the end of the year. That's a step behind, as it's estimated more than half of EU countries plan to auction 5G licenses this year or next year. Teresa Fallon says there are other principled reasons, besides potential espionage, to turn away from a company ultimately controlled by an authoritarian regime. She suggests all this angst over Huawei could be more productively channeled.
Ideally, the Europeans should develop their own homegrown companies like Ericsson, help them develop their 5G technology and buy European. I think that's a very positive message.
Meanwhile, the EU-China summit is expected to focus on areas where long-latent cooperation can be improved relatively easily, such as in energy projects and aviation safety. The EU is also expected to offer some support, perhaps reluctantly, for the Belt and Road Initiative. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.